Okay. You understand what I'm coming? Okay, but I say, guess what? We're back to Gittin. So the Gemara starts at Chof HaMabez with a price, the Torah Rabbanan. We spoke about this price a little bit earlier. Torah Rabbanan raised the Gittin of Hania Shali and Megureshes. The guy gives a get to his wife and he says he wants the paper back. It's not interesting to giving out the paper. It's no good. Why is it no good? Who remembers? The Rashi says, "Oh, what does the Rambam say? It's a concern of what? It's a creatures or something. It's not a complete separation. Other kinds of reasons. So again, that's not really asugya. The second part of the Rashi is asugya. Amanasha tachziruli esaniyah harezu megureshes. If I give you the paper, I say, I am giving you this paper, it's your paper 100%, I'm not mishar, I'm not cheap, I'm not stingy, I'm giving you the paper, but I'm making the get contingent upon the fact that you're going to return the paper to me. So at the end of the day, I got the same result. I get the paper back. The paper is very valuable, I need to pay for my notes. So I got the paper back. In the first case, I didn't give it to you in the first place. In the second case, I gave it to you, but I got it back through the vehicle of a Tanai. So the Bryce says, everything's great. Everything's hunky-dory. Everything's great. Everything's fantastic. So the Gemara, later on, in the Ayin Hey, here in the Chof, the Gemara doesn't even elaborate on this Bryce. This was just brought to set up to the next sugya. But in the Ayin Hey, the Gemara poses the challenge to the Bryce. What's the Bryce talking about? How could the Bryce say two contradictory things? What's the difference? At the end of the day, Tachlis, does she have the paper? No. So whatever problems there were, with the Spokes Avir, with the Chisar and Krisa, Tachlis, she's got letters without paper. My nafkamina, whether she got letters without paper because of he never gave it to the first place, or he got letters without paper, she was forced, she was compelled. The only way to make the get kosher is to give back the paper. At the end of the day, it's letters without paper. So he was a lot of problems with this guy. So, Maishta Reisha, Maishta Seifim. So the Gemara says a few different answers, and almost all the answers, minus the last one, they're all working in the same basic mahalach. And as they throw back to very famous sugi that appears in the third pack of Maseches Kiddushin. That's the principle of Tanai. There is a Torah institution called making a chalos ala Tanai. It's a gevalik chidushot. I never would have thought of that in a million years. Like, make chalos ala. I could say land ala Tanai, kashir. Any chalos that I want to do, almost every chalos, I can do it ala Tanai. I simply have to stipulate what I want. If and when you give me $1,000, then the get will be good. If and when, you get 100 on your finals, then the condition will be good. Whatever the Tanai is, you name the Tanai, whatever you think the Tanai is. So there's a concept of making a chalos contingent upon a Tanai. If the Tanai is fulfilled, then the chalos goes through. If the Tanai is not fulfilled, then the chalos does not go through. That's those ABCs. What's the mark of that? Everybody knows, right? What's the source of chumash for that? Tegarme Guruin, that Moshe Rabbeinu is willing to give them over the land of Eretz Yarden on condition that they come and fight. If they come and they fight, they do what they have to do, then they get it. If not, not. So the Gemara learns that with Tairis, that pretty much all chalos, just about all chalos, can be done on Tanai based on that model. Okay? Good. So far, so good. And says, makes reference to that Mishnah, that Sugya of the Rav Kedusha. If Mishpat HaTroim, or Parshat HaTroim, is a Gevald Kechidish, there's a concept called Parshat HaTroim. We have to be very, very careful. Before we invoke Parshat HaTroim, we're going to be Mouth Dinesh Azish based on the outcome of this Tanai. We're going to decide who owns land based on the outcome of this. So this, we want to make sure we got these Tanoim right. And what it says, a Tanai has to be expressed, has to be verbalized properly. There are halachas that govern what is a Tanai and what's not a Tanai. Just because I said something that I thought was stipulated properly, there's a legal, am I correct? There's a legal certain lingo, the lawyers use. You can't just two guys just say, it has to meet certain halach criteria before it's labeled halachically as a Tanai. And if this outcome of the Tanai is going to impact whether the woman's Mekudesh or not Mekudesh, Mekudesh or not Mekudesh, you have to cross all the T's, dots, all the I's, everything's got to be done, kedasu chedin, to be called fulfilled with the Mishpat HaTroim. What are some of those fulfillment? What are some of those conditions? Some of the lawyers' things that they keep in mind? So how would we even know what the Mishpat HaTroim are? Very easy. going to go back to Chumash, learn the other parts of the Matos, and read the Pesukim. The Pesukim, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it this Torah, a long, long, long description of all the legalities of Mishpat HaTorayim, that's there to teach me the Ladiris, that any Tanai that you make in Tavshin Pei Gimel has to be identical to the model of Tanai Ben Gadol Reuven. Now, this always touches on a touchy topic in Halacha. Whenever we use that phrase, it has to be similar to the model. What problem do we always have? We have the same challenge all the time. Which parts of the model are critical and which parts of the model are tangential? So let's say someone's going to say as follows. The only time you could have a Tanai that's going to affect Kiddushin or Gerushin or Chizkarik or Matana, the only time you have a Tanai is only if your name begins with the letter Gimel or the letter Beish or half of Menashe, or you're a half of Menashe person. Or the only time you can ever have a Tanai that could be valid in Halacha is if you happen to be sitting on the east bank of the Jordan River, you're near Petra, whatever that city, right? If you're in that area, that vicinity, then you can have Mishpat HaTorah. But if you're in Washington Heights, that's too far away. Mishpat HaTorah don't apply in Washington Heights. At what point do you say that the points that the Chumash is making are happen to be historical tidbits of information, but they're not Iko, Lagabe, I mean, they're important, whether if they're in the Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we'll put them there for a reason, but they're not there for the halachic reason of drawing analogies to Mishpat HaTorah. So you have to really, really have Ruach HaKodesh. You have to really understand Torah. We spoke about this many times, like in Ruach HaShabbos here all the time. Mishkan, everything's Mishkan. Everything's Mishkan. If your name is not Bezalel, what if my name is Baruch? It starts with a Beis, but it doesn't end with a Lamed. Is that Dumi to Mishkan? So that's silly. There's certain things that are very, very silly. So you have to really, really fine-tune your knowledge of Torah to understand. That's what the Beis HaGadol does. That's what they'll start to figure out. What is the Kavanah of Torah? How much of the parish of Parashat Matos is critical and how much is superfluous? So the Mishnayos and the Gemara, and it's not crazy to say Elabim Machlokes. It's not surprising that maybe Machlokes about this. So for our purposes, some of the key Mishnah Yatra, what are some of the ones that we accept the Halacha are pretty, pretty important? It'll be a Tanai Kofel. So Tanai Kofel means you have to say very clearly that, you know, if such and such happens, the marriage will be valid. And if such and such doesn't happen, then we have to spell it out. You can't, there's no assumption. I mean, you write up, everything is spelled out in the opposite. So it's got to be a Tanai Kofel. Then the Gemara says, there's another thing that's important. What's another important condition? Hinkar Malav. The positive has to precede the negative. I don't know what the rule is in America. I'm not sure, but the positive has to precede the negative. What are some other things that have to be present? Esher L'Kayim. Okay. Tanai Kofel L'Maisa. We don't know what that means, but whatever we think it means. So you can have a whole array of different conditions, and they have to be met. Okay. Zolzai. Wonderful. I goofed. I sold you the field, and I said as follows. I said, okay, I'm selling you the field on the condition, I'm getting married, and Dad, you give me the ring on the condition that, I don't know, that it rains tomorrow, you make it tonight. She's like, golly, I forgot to do a Tanai Kofel. Or I was so nervous under the chuppah. You know, I couldn't find in the Hamadrich the words about a conditional Tanai. I said the la before the hein. Sometimes I goofed. I didn't do kedas or chedin kechol mishpat ha'Torah of mishpat ha'Torah. What would you think?
Condition fails in the whole thing is good without
any condition. Oh, so Mr. Alter says the last thing that I would have ever thought. No, right? Mr. Alter says, like a true lawyer, he says, well, the conditions failed. The condition's over. It's scratched it from the contract. If it's scratched from the contract, so what is here? The Rebbe, that's just part is here, but all the stipulations aren't here. Well, the Sadi Bechulcha, Rebbe Guter Scholad, the Megureh Heres Agidet, that's here, and all stipulations that were stipulated incorrectly and not halachically under the proper guidelines of Mishnah Torah are hereby negated, both of Vutlo Shavu'el Kayim, and the show goes on. The Chalos goes steamrolling ahead. The woman's Bukadesh, the Megureh in the field, the sold, etc. So it's interesting that Mr. Alter, you would say such a thing, but yeah, you're not saying that you're right. You know that happens a lot, but this particular thing is quite startling that you would say that. I would have expected from the lawyer approach a little bit different. I'll tell you why in a minute. Hang in there. But that's the din. Mr. Alter is right. If a chalos was done with incorrect stipulation, the tenoim a bottle of vutul, and the kidney goes through, even if what? Even if the time is never fulfilled, it never rained tomorrow. She didn't get 100 on the test. The condition was never fulfilled. It doesn't matter. The condition is Kamad Elisha. The Gemara says, that's what's going on in this. You want to know why Amanash Tachzilas and Nia Reza B'Gereshes? What's wrong with this tonight? What's wrong with it? It's got a whole petal of problems. It's not a Tanai Kofol. It's a Tanai Kofol Maisa, possibly. Not Tanai Kofol Maisa. It's a Tanai Maisa Dover Echod. There's steers between the Tanai and the Maisa, because one of the Mishpat that Tanai is that the fulfillment of the Tanai has to be able to conclude with the Maisa being Kayim. Once Begum and Reuben came, so then it was possible for them to own the land. Here, if you really truly fulfill the Tanai and you give the paper back, what will happen? Then the get was never really valid, because there's letters without paper. So Gemara said, this tonight has failed on multiple strikes. There are three strikes against this tonight. Maybe even more than that. Multiple problems with this tonight. So now the Gemara says, there are so many problems with this tonight. Now what do we understand? Because there are so many problems with this tonight, it's missing so many of the credentials of being a kosher tonight. We just scratch it off the scene. And what did he say to her? What did he say? He says, that whole phrase that he said, is Kamad Elisha. It just went up in smoke. So we gave her yet, Shalala, tonight. And now what happens? She's all ready to return the get. What do we say to her? You don't have to return the get. Hold on to the paper. So she holds on to the paper. So guess what? She has letters, and what else does she have? And she has a paper. She has letters and a paper in her possession. She can now remarry. But who's the only guy screaming and yelling on top of his lungs? It gets possible. Why is he yelling? It gets by. I had to get my paper back. What do we say to him? You didn't say anything about it tonight about getting your paper back. I said it. What do we say to him? Her lawyer looks him straight in the face and says, you didn't say a word about it. He says, yes, I did. And the lawyer says, but whatever you said was gibberish, was nonsense. He says, what was nonsensical about it? It didn't meet the credentials of the criteria of Rule 2694B in the Mishpat HaTorah handbook, Maseches Kedushin, third parak, Parshas Matos, they got a room it. You have multiple violations of Mishpat HaTorah, and therefore your Tanai is Kamad Elisha, of Azoya Tanai is Kamad Elisha, the man of the get will go through. And the couple is happily, I can't even say it, happily divorced, but happily divorced. Okay? So the reason why Harez Bugureshus is Dafka because of what Nakuda? Why is it Bugureshus? Dafka because the Tanai got bumped out of the water because it wasn't formulated properly. That's what Rava said. Now, what the improper formulation was, that's the Machlekes, three of Machlekes of the Gemara, but it doesn't matter for our purposes. For the structure of the Sugya, it was an incorrect formulation, simulation of the Tanai, that bumps the Tanai off the table, the mail of the Chalos goes through, she doesn't have to return the paper, and there's no Osius Pachs for Avir, there's a Krisos Gemura, and everyone's good to go. That's the flow of the Gemara here. So the Gemara is working with one small assumption, Mr. Alter, that a Tanai that is not formulated properly ceases to exist, and Mamela, the chalos goes through, even though the Tanai, quote unquote, or the botched Tanai was not fulfilled. That's the clearest day in this Gemara. So this idea that a botched up Tanai is Kamad Elisha, and now the chalos goes through without the fulfillment of the Tanai, this is not unique to Gittin Daf Chav. This idea appears in Maseches Ksubis and Daf Nun Vav as well. Very sure where Maseches Ksubis and Daf Nun Vav, we just have to dissect the Gemara a little bit. Where's the following shayla? Couple standing under the chuppah. Want to get married. But the guy's a little realistic. He senses that, you know, they're about to read this ksuba that says he's on the oizon, the oflach, the finest lechi, he was going to do in the malchin, the folchin, the coroner, the kushta. That's a lot of money. It actually says in the ksuba that every single Chassid authorizes, made a Kabbalah kiddush in front of Adim, signed, not literally, but it was figuratively on the dotted line, that he's going to work, he's going to support his wife, kehilchus guvern yudoin, because that is the way that all Jewish men do. It's like an amazing concept. It doesn't say, I'm going to support my wife when I finish graduate school, it doesn't say, I'm going to support my wife when I become a doctor, it doesn't say, I'm going to support my wife when I finish kollel. It says, kehilchus guvern yudoin, the ksuba is dated today, the shibudim go into effect that second. Now, if somebody out of the goodness of their heart says to you, listen, I'm going to pay your shiva, I'm going to pay your taxes for you, I'm going to pay your loans, you have the banks coming after you with hundreds of thousands of dollars of shibudim, and really, really nice people are going to go up to bat for you and say, listen, we're going to give you a little bit of break, we're going to extend you a little student loan here. So what would your attitude be to them? What would your approach be? They're really good. They like you. I think those are the correct words. They would be an unbelievable, humbling Hakara Sato. That's why I cannot fathom how somebody could have anything contrary to that. And when you just signed off, you want to get married? If you don't want to sign off, so don't get married. No one's like this today is going to marry you off without a ksuba. And even if you don't sign off, you're still without the shtar, because it's a nice base, it's a nice base. So anyone who's helping you along the way, whether it's your parent, her parent, him parent, whoever's getting a little bit of that chov off your neck for temporarily, deserves your most unbelievable curse of life. So just an aside. Just a side topic, not that topic right now. Okay, fine. So the guy's standing under the chuppah, but he's smarter. This guy's smart. He says, wait. Before I put that ring on, he takes out his calculator and his calculator. Share. That's a lot of money, food. Food, right? And we'll see the price of inflation these days. Pretty expensive. Sus. Depends where you shop. I don't know. I wouldn't even know the names of the stores to compare and contrast. So we'll leave that on for the second share. Sus. It's a lot of money. So he whispers into our ears, I really want to get married, but let's strike a deal. Okay? So Rebbe Kadei gives the ring ala tnai that he won't be chayev in Shexus for her now. Leave that on, son. Shexus. Leave it on. Tonight, the Gemara talks about it also. Mechaz Rishonim, the only can also do that. It's all about Shexus for them. So he makes such a tnai. So Rabbi Meir says in Ksubis and the third of my Mekamis, I raise Bukadesh to know a bottle. The Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that tonight's bottle. Why is it tonight's bottle? Because that's a violation of what parasha? Of Mishpat HaTaran. The parasha of Mishpat HaTaran were neutral power of activities. Mesh Rabbeinu is asking them to commentary to Israel, not commentary to Israel, commentary. No one's so many Naveiris here. No one's trying to set up any catch with violating, flagrant violation of Sukkot and Chumash. Whereas this guy under the chuppah, he's going against the chumash. The Torah says, "Imacheres tikachlo shei rocks usaf yodasotli." Where he's trying to go up against the pasuk that says you're not supposed to do. So that's a tenai that is so radically different than mishpat ha'tanoim of Parshas Begad Be'Ruvain. Rav Meir gezocht, this came tonight. It doesn't meet the standards of a tenai, and therefore you know what we say tenai botel. And what happens? What happens? The marriage goes through. And he's not owes the money. The Chachamim happened to say, no. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda say, no. It's not a violation of Mishpat HaTaran. The fact that it's against the Pasuk in Chumash, that doesn't bother me. We'll get this quote for next program. So what it's against the Pasuk? Who cares it's against the Pasuk in Chumash? What does that mean? It's only what? It's not the Mishpat HaMamon. Didn't Mamanus the Kaddish Baruch Hu didn't give them Didn't Mamanus as such absolute standards like Isav Hetter. Isav Hetter, Kaddish Baruch Hu said, listen, I'm telling you can't Yichaz, you can't wear Shanis, you can't do Balach HaYadam. These are the rules. There's no, you can't have 20 people get together and say, no, Chaz doesn't speak to us. That's not an option. But Kaddish Baruch Hu gave other Dini Hetter of Dini Mamanus, like Kaddish Baruch Hu says that you're not allowed to overcharge somebody. I'll tell you Shizachiv. So what if a guy says, listen, I'll pay, I don't care, I'm not interested. I want the car, I'll pay, I'm being cheated. Cheat me. Do me something, cheat me. Because of that. Call to Aishalom, okay? If a guy wants to be Michael Dini Mamanis, he can be Michael Dini Mamanis. Ribbis is tricky, because Ribbis is probably not Dini Mamanis. Ribbis is probably Isabeheta, not Dini Mamanis. It involves 1,000 cents, but Isabeheta. Because most of the Rishonim say you can't be Michael. The Rambam quotes someone who said he can be Michael Ribbis. The Rambam says, how can be Michael Ribbis? The Leiva himself is not allowed to give the Ribbis. There's a Nisan the Leiva. So it's clearly that's just the Nimamas. But on Noah, he can be Michael. Let's say, Shemitah's Ksofim. You want to make a condition, I'm going to lend you the money, I'm going to ask that Shemitah shouldn't work. So it goes on date. If both parties are willing to make a tie, you can make a Kol Tanai Shem Roman Kayin. So Rabbi Yehuda says that Tanai is not an anti Mishmetat Tanai, Tanai. And therefore, the Tanai lasts. And now, what new relationship of marriage exists here? According to the Chacham of Yehuda, they're married. But what? But he's Taka, not Chayef. Own is a different, own is some Rishonim say also, and most Rishonim say own is different than Star Haguf, you can't be Michael. But it's misleading in the Gemara. You can't tell for the Gemara. It's not relevant right now. But I want to focus on Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that Harezim and Kodesh is to know both those. So according to Rabbi Meir, what happens? They're married full-fledged. You want to break this marriage, you need to get full-fledged, 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, when she asks him to go buy breakfast and take her shopping for clothes, what does he say? I thought we agreed I'm not doing that. And what did they go to the rabbi? What does the rabbi say? What does Rabbi Meir say? You have to do it anyway. And he says, but I said explicitly yesterday that I'm only getting married because I wasn't interested in buying her clothes. I'm not interested in this. I want out of this marriage. I never got married under those conditions. What does Rabbi Meir say? What?
It's too bad.
Too bad. I raised my credentials to unbuckle. This didn't bother you. What the Gemara here is saying in Subas Nazayan and Vav Nazayan is identical to what it's saying in Gittin Avchof. That even though the guy made a t'nai, I'm giving you the get, I'm anasha tachziru li asaniyar, because the ninkabub didn't learn Kedushin well enough and forgot, like Mishpat Nazar, forgot to Mavis Sedra Barshat Matos, so he didn't realize that he made it a non halachic t'nai. So now he's stuck that he just divorced his wife, and now he's stuck, he's just married, so he doesn't want to marry him. He's not interested, he doesn't want to marry her. So, I don't understand his name. So Mr. Old said, he told him, it's Pasha, of course. Like the Tanai is bottle, and the condition is Chal, the Gerish is Chal, something, you know what I mean? The guy's yelling and screaming, but I said yesterday, I can't afford breakfast and a trip to the clothing store today. I told you this, I can't do it. I only gave it a ring, so I didn't learn Pasha's Kedushin. Chatosiv is Pashati. So I didn't learn Pasha's Matas. I'm sorry. I didn't look up Kitz Shukhanov, I don't cross the run. I made a mistake. I don't want to be married to her. So what did we say? Was it what you said before?
Too bad.
Too bad. I think you said tough luck. But
same
idea. Right? You're a marriage. You know, we wouldn't say tough luck. Yeah. Too bad. Mm-hmm. Sorry. So sorry. Missed that one. Yeah.
The reason is
like, he's saying, I never agreed to marry this woman. If you're going to tell me that I have to pay Shia Gzus, and you're telling me I have to pay Shia Gzus, I ain't married. I never told you I'm marrying her. So you want to call Mechatos? Call Mechatos. It was a nothing. It was a zippo. What?
It's Kiddush Bal Karcha.
Bal Karcha? Bal Karcha.
Karcha.
Yeah. We don't like that. Yeah. Yeah. Anyone?
He said that there was like a lack in his das when he married.
Oh, that's exactly that's where we're trying to ascertain here. So is my question right, or is Mr. Alter's question right? Mr. Alter's statement from before right? What are we really arguing about? What are we fighting about? We're fighting about a very, very fundamental insight: how to understand the chalos al tanai. Guy wants to get married on the condition X, Y, Z. Wants to get divorced ABC. Wants to sell a field. DEF. How do we understand that? One can understand that one of two ways. Either one can understand that he's holding back in Das, Kedushin, Gerushin, and Mechira. In order for Kedushin to be Chal, it's got to be Das. In order for Gerushin, you need Das Abal. Mechira, you need Das Meche. Without it, it's called Gezela. So we need Das. Who determines what my Das is? I determine what my Das is. Let's say I say to you, I don't want to save the field for $1,000, I want $1,500. And you only give me $1,000. So, but it's my field. I can say whatever silly things I want. Like sometimes guys ask me, Shiloh, like, they bought something here and there, and they're trying to understand, there's a condition. The condition that the Morcha made doesn't make any sense. That's the guy comes and says, I bought something, and it says exactly in the fine print, you're not allowed to use it, I can't give it to this person, can't do it to that. It doesn't make any sense to me. Okay, you're right. The moicha is a nut. You're right. But it was still his property. And if he didn't give you das, kinyan, so then you're a gazlan. So it's cute to say that, you know, he's crazy. He's crazy. He's crazy and you're a ganav. That's also true. So over here, is that what a tanai is? The Baal is saying, I will not be married to this girl unless it rains tomorrow. I'm crazy. but I'm not giving that condition. The guy says, I refuse to give this get until you give me $100,000. Blackmail? Right. Is the guy in Russia? Right. We're going to toss him out of shul? Maybe. Is the get going to be chal if he doesn't get his way? No. So you require das. Is that what a tanai is? A tanai is a chisar and das. He's saying, I'm only giving my das under such conditions. Well, no, I totally misread. Totally misunderstood with Pashto Tanais. The kinyan is chal. There's no such thing as a kinyan with a das. All a das. Tanai doesn't affect the das. The das is the, if you're getting married, you're giving her a ring, you're zero connection, that's das condition. There's a escape clause. There's a way you can somehow finagle a zazach and pashat mishpatim. They got to be a whole chagadia that if you said it tonight properly and igloy milsa that the tonight wasn't fulfilled, so then the e kiyamatonight will end up retroactively being revealed to the chalois. The chalois is not botel because there's a chizor in das. The chalois is botel because it because of pashat matis. So that chakira is Mr. Alter and me. Mr. Alter says another parsha, the second son, that you gave your das already. You tried to go through the back door, create tenuam. You tried, but you didn't succeed. Go back to parshas. Go back to parshas matas. Learn again next time. Maybe next time you get it right. But you gave your full fledged das already. And I was chuckling, Mr. Alter. How do I know that? How do you know that? So you know, who asked this kasha, Tosis, in the fourth and running comes, says this kasha. Tosis says, Fatima. The fourth law of the state, Imke and Mayim Kudeshis. Her hista befamer, Shimihela love, she exes Yon, she ain't a Kudeshis. The guy's screaming, yelling, you're not a Kudeshis. So Taisa says, Emiri, it's a few lines down, it's the fourth line from the bottom of the bold lines, Emiri. The Ilav di Afina, Mitnai, Menegara, Meruva, and Havamina, the Shum Tanai, Ain't a Vatal, Esa Maisa. The Fila is Kayim, Besof, and Maisa Kayim. The Hashem, the Afir, Mehasim, the Mahani, tonight about the Ma'aseh, be the Dach, the Shein, the Master, Mashkas B'Torah, Dune, the Gan, the Reuven, Shlohisto, Mashkas B'Torah. What is Tosfos' answer? So I asked the Kasha, and Mr. Alter gave the Teretz. The Emiri is the response to my Kasha. The Tosfos says that if not for Mishpat HaTorahim, the guy signed off already. He loved the Afir, the Gan, be the Shum, tonight, and about the Ma'aseh. Why? He's holding back Das. What's the answer? No, he's not. Giving a ring with a tanai is not holding back of any das. The condition of going full-fledged, full force ahead, if not for the tanai. If the tanai is not done properly, then it doesn't have that koyach to inhibit, to put the brakes on.
Wouldn't another answer be that, why would the husband even feel a need to argue against this condition if he could just give her a get a second ring?
Could. I mean, he doesn't necessarily, that's not always the best mahalach. Yeah, it is a lot of money. So I can't agree with Tosfos. And Tosfos has two good rights. The Gemara Ksuvos, Rabbi Meir Shita by Mazal Kavu Torah, and Agamara in Gittin, on the Ayin Hei, which is basically the Pshat in Agamara and Avcha. Ever know the famous Moshul?
Hector.
There you go. It's the Hector Moshul. Those have been in the Shira in the past. Hector Moshul. If they were Hector was, then we'll finish up Hector, they'll dump it. So this goes back to when I was a young years in YU, back to the mid-80s. So I was pretty much anybody who learned how to drive in that Kufa around Washington Heights went to one guy. He had a monopoly on the driving school. His name was Hector. Okay? Hector had his office in what is now, it's like next door to Chop Chop, in that area. And there used to be McDovitz, you know, two McDovitz and Chopsy there. Remember Hector? Okay? Drive school, Hector.
I've heard you speak.
Yeah. So Hector was a fellow from the neighborhood who... Why did everyone go to him? Because he was the cheapest. But he had his own little shtick that he charged less than anybody else, but he didn't give you a full 45 minutes or an hour of your time. He would do errands with you along the way, things that he had to do. So you'd be driving, and he'd say, oh, we have to pull over a little bit. You have to run to the bank for a second. One time he took me for a car wash. He said that it's very important. He's going to teach me how to do a car wash. It's part of the drive. You know, he can't have me go get my license without knowing how to go into a car wash. Saved him 20 minutes of his own time. He charged me for 20 minutes of going to the car wash. He got a clean car. So why did everyone use him? Because he was still $30 cheaper than everybody else. With all his mission guys, everyone knew that. You're paying him for half the time, but he was still, because it was cheaper for him. So Hector. So he trained the whole generation of YU guys back in the 70s and the 80s. So Hector had his famous chop. At the time, I didn't realize how important it would play a role in my life. But he taught me when we were down driving to Harum on Broadway to try to get up the 185th Street Hill. Anybody ever done that? Okay. It's a pretty steep hill. And it's a little frightening hill when you're at the top of that hill and you get stuck for a red light. And you're a young kid who doesn't have a license yet. And what happens when the light turns green? So you take your foot off the brake and you end up in the Caleb McFarlane, right? And you end up down on Broadway, right? You're going backwards to the guy behind you. So Hector taught me, very simple you said. He said, when you're sitting at that light, don't put your right foot on the brake. Put your right foot on the gas. Have your left foot on the brake. Both feet together. And then when the light turns green, so you gently pull your foot off the brake. And you already have a single gas. So you're ready. Surging forward rather than falling backwards. That was his. And I dropped my kids off for 20 years. I drove carpool to Breuer's. And every single day for 20 years, I drove up that 185th Street. And every time I got to the top, the same thing happened. I had one foot on the grass, one foot on the brake. L'chaim Hashanema, Hashanema. It was taught to me just the actions of the Hector. So why am I telling you this story? So when I was Rabbi Willichshir many moons ago, so we were talking about this Tosfos. About that a Maisa goes ahead and the Tanya says that. So he gave the following mashal. He says, imagine that you're sitting in your car and you're in front of a brick wall and you have your foot on the gas and the foot on the brake. So what's the pshat of the brake? So long the shabbat. Because your foot's on the brake, so there's no gas in the car. The car's not in drive because your foot's on the brake. Not the dome. The car's in drive, there's gas in the car, there's gas in the tank. The second you take your foot, what's going to happen to that car? It's going to go smashing right into the wall. So a brake is not a chisoron in the gas, not a din in the lack of gas. It's a davar min achutz. And he says exactly tonight, that was his marshal. That a brake in a car is a davar min achutz, but it's not a pagam, it's not a mafkia zain of the chalei shape of the gas in the tank. So between Rabbi Willing and Hector, whenever I share you this, that's what you said. Okay, everybody say, anyway, think about it a little bit. Okay, maybe we'll dive in. I know it's Thursday. Hold on.